We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Milwaukee Magazine is a publication about the many things the city has to offer, but it devotes one issue a year to the best of the city and the surrounding area.
But for the first time in recent memory, this year's Best of Milwaukee feature is a Reader's Choice edition. Choosing from nominees selected by magazine editors, the readership voted on everything from Best Burger to Best Aesthetician.
Easy for you to say. There were plenty of Editor's Choice awards, and so editor and publisher Carol Nixon is the perfect person to visit the studio today to share the highlights from both readers and editors. Nice to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mitch. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Great.
The summer is over spiritually anyway.
Yeah.
but you know, there's a lot that's outdoors in this list. And, you know, just because Labor Day has passed, it doesn't mean we can't go out and do things. But, you know, I always think, when you're doing a best of, you kind of put your fate in readers' hands when you do a survey like this. Like, you're never sure what you might get.
That's very true. And this is the first time, at least in recent memory, that we've turned the reins over to the reader. Typically, it's the editor's, you know, picks and choices. And we do some editor's picks in this issue as well. But we just decided to, I don't know, change it up and to hear from readers. And we created the categories, and we kind of did a informal polling of friends and acquaintances to get a list of nominees for every category. There was also a write-in vote if you didn't like our nominees.
Did any write-in votes
win
carry the
ultimately?
Day?
Ultimately, no. You know, it's hard for a write-in vote to win just because it starts to splinter off, you know. But no, we didn't have any write-in votes win.
But I imagine part of the trick to keeping this interesting is coming up with interesting categories.
Yes, yes. And I thought that was one of the great things about turning it over to the readers, because editors, as brilliant and expansive as they are, everyone's knowledge is a little bit limited. So when it came to things like, I don't know, best decorator, I don't think anyone on my staff, myself included, has ever hired a decorator. So what do we know? But there are people who do know. And so we were able to add some of those categories to this. And I think I think it makes it more useful and just more fun.
I remember living in, it was like a medium-sized city that will remain nameless some years ago, and the local magazine did a Reader's Picks Best Of and wound up, you know, finding out that the Reader's Picks for Best Italian Food, it was the Olive Garden, and Best Pizza was Pizza Hut, and it was a little cringe-inducing. The readers of Milwaukee Magazine seem to have somewhat more refined taste than that.
You know, I think our slogan is read local, and I think that our readers would expand upon that to, you know, they try to do everything local, and that's why they read the magazine, to find out what's going on, not to find out about Pizza Hut, Olive Garden, or Walmart.
The photography was an interesting way to get at this. I was struck by how you managed to work in, you know, the best dry cleaner and the best veterinarian in with the best bars.
Well, you know, that was a fun shoot. We did it at the Jazz Estate, and our idea was to bring, you know, there were some individuals who won, like Beth Jaworski for Best Realtor and Melinda Wilkie for Best Wealth Manager. And so we thought, well, let's create sort of a little, you know, cocktail hour, happy hour slash cocktail party. You know, who would you want to talk to? And it's like, well, I want to talk to the wealth manager and find out what I should be doing. And I want to talk to the veterinarian because I have two cats and they're always, you know, I've always got questions about them. They're mysteries to me. And then, you know, yes, we had a category for best dry cleaner. And so that was just kind of a fun way to have the bartender wiping a spot on his vest and in dire need of a good dry cleaner, which I might add was Natural Cleaners here in Milwaukee. So.
And the best veterinarian who is in this picture, Dr. Jacob Otters of Lakeshore Veterinary Specialist, must have been a little surprised to find out that his shoot was taking place at the Jazz Estate.
He was, but, you know, the nice thing is everybody just went along with it, and it was great. And we also have the best event planner in there from Lux Events, and that's Matthew Richt. Yeah, it was a good group, and I was there at that shoot, and I certainly enjoyed the cocktail patter.
Well, let's talk about the best of that adorns the cover and also is, I think, maybe the first best of listed in this article. And it is the best addition to the skyline. And I think a lot of people would probably agree with this.
You know, that was my pick. And each of the editors, staff members got to pick a few of their own. And so this was my pick, and it appeared on the scene. It's the mosaic water tower that sits above the Coakley brothers' offices. And it appeared last fall, right after our Best Of came out last year. And so ever since then, I've been, you know, I have a little Post-it note on my desk that this was my Best Of pick. And it's just beautiful. I mean, I was talking to someone recently since the issue came out, and she said, you know, I saw your cover, but I've never seen that. And I advised her to look up. And I think a lot of people don't look up, but it's beautiful in the daytime. At night, it's illuminated from inside, and it's plexiglass, but it looks like stained glass. And it just glows, and it's just a little magical addition to our skyline. And it has special, you know, extra meaning for me because there's quite a few by this artist in New York City. His name is Tom Fruin. So I see those when I go back to New York to visit friends and land at the airport, and coming into Manhattan, you see them above Brooklyn. And so it's a little piece of New York here in Milwaukee.
And look up would be a good hashtag, I think.
Yeah, hashtag look up. Hashtag read local. I got a few.
Well, let's talk about the editor's picks. You mentioned you'd had the water tower on a Post-it note at your desk. I imagine the people who get to contribute to these editor's picks probably also have Post-it notes at their desks. What are some of the other best ofs that weren't necessarily selected by readers but might make readers go, yeah, I would agree with that?
Well, our art director, Paul Higgins, came up with lunchtime at IKEA, and I was very interested to find out, you know, sometimes his lunch hours run long, and I'm like, where are you? And it turns out he's at IKEA.
It's kind of a haul from your offices.
But he claims you can get there in 15 minutes, and I actually did time it, and that's accurate. But I think the problem is once you get there and you've had lunch, it's really hard to resist looking around a little, maybe buying a few
drapes.
Things. Yeah, exactly. But I have a personal affection for IKEA and also for Swedish meatballs. So
their lunches are kind of a bargain, I have to say.
Oh, my gosh, they're a great bargain. And it's not all Swedish meatballs. You can get salmon and lots of other Swedish dishes for under $10, and you'll feel like you had a little mini vacation.
And then bring the lingonberry drink home with you and set it on your desk.
Bring it for your boss and appease her.
Exactly. You had another entry in the editor's picks, and that was the most welcoming restaurant. What are you getting at when you say most welcoming restaurant?
You know, the winner here is Elsa's on the Park, and Elsa's, in addition to having great hamburgers and other great foods and at reasonable prices, it's also just a really eclectic, diverse crowd on a regular basis. And you know, I think there are other restaurants in Milwaukee that can boast the same thing, but it's a little bit rare. And so I'm always really happy to go in there and just see the diversity of the community reflected in the clientele.
We should. We were talking about how summer for many of us feels like it ends on Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. However, the summer festival season, the festivals don't necessarily end at Labor Day. And in the category, within the editor's picks, in the category Best New Festival is a festival that's coming up in just a few weeks.
Yes, it's the Fifth Street Festival, and this will be its second iteration. And it happens in Walker's Point. And I have not been. This was a pick of Rachel Steinbring. But it sounds great, and I'm going to check it out.
It is a Saturday, September 22nd, so
yes.
Just a few short days away. And we should note that it's really not too far away from that water tower.
Exactly. So look up. Hashtag look up.
All right. Well, we can't let the opportunity pass without making reference to the best French bulldog.
Okay. So this year, the summer was our second annual Best Frenchie contest that we have the finals at Bastille Days. And this year's winner is Jean-Pierre. And so we sat down with Jean-Pierre. I didn't, but someone who speaks French bulldog sat down with Jean-Pierre.
And Jean-Pierre looks so distinguished in this picture.
He's a very distinguished French bulldog, very handsome, and he knows it. He expresses in his interview a great interest in Mila, who is Giannis's golden doodle. And so he's looking for a date. Mila, if you're listening, I can hook you up. But he's very charming.
Well, that seems like as good a place as any to end. But of course, all the Reader's Choice picks are in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Carol, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Carol Nixon is the editor and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine. The Best of Milwaukee feature is in the September issue of the magazine, which is out now.